الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين محمد النبي الأمي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب زدني علما وارزقني فهما، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. وبعد، الحمد لله، الله سبحانه وتعالى has granted us the tawfiq to gather once again for our weekly Dars of Maktubat, the epistles, the letters written by the Mujaddid of the Millennium, Sheikh Ahmed Sirhindi al-Faruqi al-Hanafi, rahimahullah ta'ala. And we started with the primer, Maktub 62, Volume 1, and we spent 13, 14 durush going into detail about those aspects, which laid the foundation for another maktub, which Mujaddid Afsan Rahmatullah himself alluded to, maktub 287, which is what we're studying now. You'll recall that I mentioned that we studied this with our Shaykh, with our Murshid himself in Naqshbandi, Hafidhullah Ta'ala, over a prolonged period of time, in detail, with discussions and so forth. And the current commentary that we're doing is not our own, but the commentary is actually that of Hazrat Sheikh Sayyid Shabir Ahmed Kaka Khil Hafidhullah Ta'ala. And so we're very fortunate, and I can now tell you that we have the good fortune and privilege that Hazrat Sheikh is with us. He arrived in England not long ago, and so with great eagerness and with joy, we welcome Hazrat Sheikh. And it only befits the occasion that we hand over the dars and the session to Hazrat Shaykh to start and initiate actually, and to do the bismillah of this maktub, because it was only after studying Haqiqa al Jazb al Suluk, which Hazrat authored as a tashri', as a commentary to maktub 287, that we were able to understand some of our own mistakes that we were making in the teachings and understanding the fundamental principles of the Naqshbandi Mujaddidi Tariqah. So without further ado, because we have a very short space of time, I will hand over to Hazrat Sheikh, and he will read from the original Farsi Matan of Mujaddid al-Sani Rahmatullah Ali, Maktub 287. Those that have the Matan, the text in front of them, should open it up, and those that have the English translation for assistance should open that up as well. And the next voice you hear would be that of our Sheikh Murshid, Sayyidi Murshid, inshallah ta'ala. Please be attentive. Any questions that the brothers and sisters have can ask at the end, not by speaking and unmuting your mic, but by sending questions in the chat area. Jazakumullah khair. Cheers.
Alhamdulillah, الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله لقد جاءت رسل ربنا بالحق وختم بأفضل مقبل محمد الذي جاء بالصدق صلى الله سبحانه وتعالى وبركاته وتحياته عليه وعلى آله وعليهم وعلى من أتابعهم أجمعين إلى يوم الدين. My dear brother and sister, actually, this is a great privilege for me that I am speaking here before you. Actually, this maktub number 287 is very, very important in the way that it has explained many, many mistakes what could be there for in the Naqshbandi Zaluk, and the people were suffering from them, and because of this, many, many things had happened. So, Alhamdulillah, we found this, you can say, by accident, because we were not knowing this. And when we came to know that this Maktub 287 has explained all the things what we were thinking about, so we were happy. And Alhamdulillah, we got in contact with this. And Alhamdulillah, we took around about 16 durus. And 16 durus, we have completed this four times. And group discussions were there all the time. And Alhamdulillah, after that, we were told to write a book with the name of Haqiqa Jazb Saluk. Actually, this is the very, you can say, authentic Maktub Sharif of Hazrat Mujaddid Afsani Rahmatullah. But the people who are not interested to understand it are not interested to follow it. So for them, I think it was necessary to to read this first of all in Persian language, what is the actual language of Hazrat Mujahid Afsani Rahmatullah in this maktub. And after that, it has been translated by Sayyid Zawar Hussain Shah Sahib in Urdu, and in English by other, just like Sheikh Mujahideen, my brother also, Farooq Sahib, has also translated this in this manner. So I think these two who are translated are not authority, but the authority is Mujahid Afsani. So we would compare this with the Persian text, that with the origin, which is the original text, that we understand what Mujahid Afsani Rahmatullah has told, and what in which things the people were having mistaken, and how could these mistakes be removed. Maktub 287 Bamiya Ghulam Muhammad Darbayan Jazb o Saluk o Ma'arifi ke Munasib Eid o Maqam and Two Maqamat. چو دیده شد که طالبان به واسطه دناعت همت و پستی فطرت و عدم دریافت صحبت شیخ کامل مکمل مسلک طویل را مطلب رفیع را براه قصیر و مقصد وزی پست و پایی رو آورده اند و به ارچه ایشان را در راه میسر شد از حقیر و نقیر اکتفا نموده و همه را مقصد داشته و خود را به حصول کامل و منتهی انگاشته اند احوالی که منتهیان راه و سلان درگاه از انجام کار و نهایت روزگار خود بیان فرموده اند. ای جماعت پس فطرت با اصطلاح قوت متخیل خود ان احوال کامله را بر احوال ناقصه خود تدبیق داده اند. همه قصاص به خواب اندر مگر موشه شتر شد. از بحر عمیق به قدره بلکه به صورت قدره، از دریای عمان به رشحه بلکه به صورت رشحه قناعت کرده اند. چورابی چون تصور کرده از بیچون بچون آرام گرفتان، مانند را بی مانند تخیل نموده، از بی مانند بمانند گردیده ان احوال جماعی که به تقلید ایمان به بیچون آورده ان و بی مانند را گردیده، از احوال این طالبان سلوک تمام نکرده و تشنگان آرام به سراب گرفته، به مراتب بهتر است از محک تا مبدل و از مصیب تا مختی فرق بسیار است. وای بر طالبان مطلب نارسیده که محدث را قدیم می دانند و چون را بی چون می انگارند، اگر به کشف غیر سی ایشان را معذور ندارند و به این خطا و غلط مؤاخذه نمایند. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا ان نسینا اخطانا. مثلا شخص طالب کعبه شد باز شوق متوجه وصول آگشت، اتفاقا در اسنارا خانه ای شبی به خانه کعبه و را پیش آمد، اگر چی آن مشابهت در صورت است. آن شخص خیال کرد کعبه است و هم آنجا متکف گشت. شخص دیگر خواص کعبه را از باسران کعبه معلوم خواست ساخته، تصدیق به کعبه کرد. این شخص هر چند گامی از طلب برای کعبه نزده است، اما غیر کعبه را کعبه ندانسته است و در تصدیق خود محقص. حال او از حال طالب مقتی مذکور بهتر است. اره حال طالبی که هر چند به مطلب نرسیده است، اما غیر مطلب را مطلب دست است. از حال مخلل محقق بقدمی در راه مطلب نرزه است، بهتر است چی او با وجود حقیقت تصدیق به مطلوب که مسافت را مطلوب و لو فی جمله کرده است پس مزید و رو متحق باشد. و طایفه ای هم از انشاء به این کمال خیالی و وسال وهمی خود را به مسند شقی و اقتداء خلق کشیدن به علت منقصد خویش استعداد بسیاری از مستعد از مستعدان کمالات روای ساختان و بشومی برودت صحبت خود قرارت طلبی طالبان رازی گردانیده اند. دلو فدلو ضاعو فضاعو، گمراه شدن و گمراه ساختن، زای و زای ساختن. این تخیل و کمال و این توهم مثال در مرجوبان سلوک نکرده از سالکان بجز نرسیده بیشتر است، زیرا که مبتدی و منتهی در صورت جذب متشارکون بظاهر در عشق و محبت متساوی، اگرچه فی الحقیقت به یک دیگر هیچ مناسبت ندارن و احوال یک دیگر از هم دگر جدا است. چه نسبت حق را به عالم پاک؟ در ابتدا هر چی است معلوم است و بر عرض محمود در انتها چو به حق است برای حق است. تفصیلی سخن ان قریب مذکور بخواهد شد انشاءالله تعالی. این مشابهت صوری و این مناسبت ظاهری باعث ان تخیل می شود و چون در طریق عالی نقشبندی جذب بر سلوک مقدم است، مرزوبان این طریق راكب دولة سلوك مشرف نشدان إيه قسم تخيل وإينو توهم بربسار بربسار راس وجمع راهم إذا شاك أحوال منقلبة للمقام الجذبة حاصل مشود وأزهاري بحاري ميروان قطع منازل السلوك وتو مسالك سير إلى الله مين قارن وبأن أتقلبات خدر مجلوب سالك مدارا بخاطر فاتر قرار ياف كفكرة إيه چند نوش تب شود در بیان حقیقت چند بو سلوک و فرد درمیان ای هر دو خدم دو مقام با ذکر بعضی از خواص ممیزه هر یک از دیگره و فرق درمیان جذب مبتدی و جذب منتهی و حقیقت مقام تکمیل و ارشاد علوم دیگر که مناسب با مقام باشد دیگر قد حق ربی عبد الباطل ولو کر المجرمون و شرع فی بحسن توفیق سبحان و سبحان یهدی السبیل و نعم المولا و نعم الوکیل ای مکتوب مشتمل است بر دو مقصد و یک خاتمه مقصد اول و بیان ما ادر بیان معرفی که به مقام جذبه متعلق اند و مقصد ثانی در آن چه تعلق به سلوک دار و در خاتمه و بیان بعض علوم معرف متفرق است که طالبان را دان هستند من کثیر المنافات است. ما شاء الله I have described the Persian text and now inshallah I shall inshallah described its English translation. This English translation can be challenged by anyone, but the decision will be by the comparison of this with the actual text. So if it is same of the actual text, so nobody can object. And if it has some variation, so I think they can ask us and we can consider this, inshallah al-Aziz, subhanallah. Haqiqati jazb saluk explanation medicine. Point number one. Hazrat Mujaddid Alif Sani Rahmatullah Alayh here describes the condition of those seekers who are basically lethargic and lay-in-wait. They avoid the long and arduous path of suluk, which requires hard work and consistency, and quit at halfway contenting themselves with a few things gained during their brief journey. Boasting on those partly gains, they mispursue themselves to be equal to the perfect and accomplished thing. What is forgotten by them is that they had not even completed the journey. Strangely, enough having gained their metamorphic imaginary objectives, they then start to feel satisfied. For example, they concord a bogey of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fall in love with it, which is a total fallacy because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is incomparable. The sagacious and the wise Arafin educate that a person imagining an identical should be restrained from it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond our imaginations and none is like him. No holy prophet or splendor can be compared to him. On the other hand, there are some people who believe in an invisible God who has no one like him and adore him, being cognizant of the truth. This group is far better than the previous one who are merely chasing a mirage. Like two wrong do not make a right, righteous cannot be equated with the falsehoods. To elucidate the point, let's take the example of three pillars. It's a very, very good example, mashallah, Mujassal Sani Rahmatullah Alayhi is presented. A pilgrim to the Holy Kaaba quits his journey en route on seeing a building resembling it. A second person who has not yet began his journey but has acquired sufficient knowledge is better than the first person because he has not been misled. A third person who has not yet reached the Kaaba but has begun the journey towards it is better than the second person even, or he has taken a physical step. None of the three, however, can consider himself to have arrived in the second place. The first person has not only mislead himself, but others who will follow him. Based on the above analogy, a seeker cannot claim to be an accomplished spiritual guide, peer, if he or sheikh, if he has not completed the spiritual journey. Such a person will lead those seeking his guidance astray, especially harming those who have a potential for spiritual accomplishments. Number two, those majzoobs, I can say majazi, stupefied in divine law, who are en route on their journey of sulook, are more likely to be entrapped in this illusion of having become perfect than those who have yet to begin their training in sulook. It's only through sulook that self-nafs is cleansed and a seeker gets conversant with the intricacies of its path. In the state of jazb, only the head qalb is immersed in the divine law, but the desires of self are yet intact or partially subdued. Seekers in this state are more likely to be misled into illusion by the satan than seekers who through have not although have not gained the state of jazb, but have sufficiently trailed the path of sulook. Yes, it's very understandable that those who put themselves in the jazb path, but they didn't follow sulook, so they will be in trouble if they could not reach there. And they have seen something resembling and they fall in that. But those people who know the knowledge, but they haven't even started, so they are better than this because they are not misled. Remember, for the example of Kaaba journey cited above, a beginner marzoob, muftadi marzoob, may apparently resemble the accomplished muntai marzoob in a state of jazb, but the both cannot be equated. The former is spiritually sick, and under the influence of his self, he is likely to be entrapped into satanic ploys easily. A seeker who completes the journey of sulook becomes a bandai fana, absorbed in the ultimate truth. All his deeds and acts are the pleasure of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. He normally doesn't fall prey to the dictates of his self. Any act of omission is immediately reprimanded, enabling him to return to the divine truth. Now, this three is very, very important. In the Naqshbandi convent of Sufi order, jazb is achieved before undertaking the journey of sulook. Yes, of course, it has been explained by Hazrat Bahuddin Naqshbandi Rahmatullah Alayh, and Hazrat Majd al-Thani Rahmatullah has explained this too much in many, many makatib. So therefore, it should be understood properly that Naqshbandi tariqah, in this there is jazb, sulook, jazb. First of all is jazb kasbi or jazb mubtadi, and after that sulook, and after that jazb wahabi or jazb muntahi. So therefore, if the person has acquired jazb mubtadi only and he's not attained the will of the path of sulook, so then he cannot be considered complete. I think I'm going to the explanation of Sheikh. So the beginners who have yet to start their journey of sulook are prone to the illusion of attaining perfection. This happened due to ecstatic changes occurring in their condition of jazb. I think you would have heard from them that these are completed in zimnan with the jazb. It means they are getting this with the jazb with all things. No, it's not the case. Because first of all, jazb is attained. After that, sulook is started. First of all, in this, it clearly told, first of all, jazb is attained. And after attaining jazb, sulook is going to start. That is jazb muqtadi to start. You see the situation, I think there were old cars. I don't know you are remembering them as, but we had to know we were having this. So what this in that car there was a handle. And with the handle, the engine would start. And then yes, the car would be start moving. It was not you can say by the key, but before this because just like you can say bike. In the bike you are pushing, the pedal, and after it starts, so then you take it to any place. So similarly, they just be for starting saluk. So if their jazb is not attained, saluk cannot be started in Naqshbandi tariqa. So jazb has to be attained before this. With the jazb, saluk is not completed as it is coming now. This happens due to changes occurring in their condition of jazb. They feel to be traversing the path of saluk, at times feeling to have reached the station of sir-illah and marzubi salik, a marzub who has completed the journey of saluk. It's therefore essential to reveal the truth of jazb and saluk and highlighting their different characteristics. It will thus bring out the difference between jazb-e-muftadi, a beginner in the state of jazb, and jazb-e-muntahi, one who has reached the ultimate state.
Sure.
Now the situation is this, that the people are thinking there are two means. One is jazb and other is saluk. Either you go through jazb, either you go through saluk. This is not Naqshbandi saluk, at least. Of course, according to Mujaddal Afsani Rahmatullah, any person who considers himself more knowledgeful in Naqshbandi saluk than Mujaddal Afsani Rahmatullah alayh, we don't challenge him, but he will not consider him Naqshbandi. We will not consider him Naqshbandi. He is by his own professor or something like that. Okay, he may be, but he's not Naqshbandi. We can consider this. So in Naqshbandi saluk, there are three states. First is jazb, the other is saluk, the third is under another jazb. One jazb is just by kasb. You start this intentionally yourself by doing those exercises by which you can attain jazb. For example, by zikr, by muraqabah, by other experience, you can gain this jazb. Okay, of course. After that, when you get this jazb, then you have to perform saluk. I think I should explain at this time that inshallah in this book, in this maktub, you will yourself come to know that Hazrat Mujaddal Afsani was saying that saluk completion means that a person has gone through all the 10 stations in detail. 10 stations of saluk in detail. And which are the 10 stations? Number one, it is Maqam-e-Tawbah. Number two is Maqam-e-Inabat. Number three is Maqam-e-Riyazat. Number four, Maqam-e-Qina'at. Number five, Maqam-e-Taqwa. Number six, Maqam-e-Sabr. Number seven, Maqam-e-Zuhd. Number eight, Maqam-e-Tabakkul. Number nine, Maqam-e-Taslim. And number 10, Maqam-e-Rida. After the Maqam-e-Rida, the person completes saluk. And then the nafs becomes nafs-e-mutmainna. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyatun nafs al-mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbika radiyatan mardiyah. فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. O nafs mutmainna, turn to Allah subhanahu in the form that you are razi from him and he is razi from you. And enter in my ibadah and enter in my jannah. Enter his, you see, the condition is this, that this muqam of nafs mutmainna is attained through this saluk. So this saluk should be, because what is the problem? Actually, we are having three things. We are having three things in ourselves. It has been explained by Shawallah Rahmatullah. I think there will be nobody to consider Shawallah Rahmatullah out of Naqshbandi saluk. Yes, because he is a famous Naqshbandi. So you know, he has explained that there are three things. One is hurt. The other is nafs. And third is qalb. And these three are interacting each other. and are influencing each other. Okay, so there is role of nafs, there is role of qalb, there is role of you can say qalb and aql. So actually, what we should do, we should make qalb qalbi salim. We should make nafs nafsi mutmainna. We should make aql aql fahim to understand things, because knowledge comes through aql. So fahm also comes to aql. So therefore, we should reach that level of fahm for aql. So now, we can say that in that saluk, we are acting upon nafs. Hazrat Mujahid Sari Rahmatullah said that ruh actually was ashiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in before. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what is it? Qalu bala? So he explained that ruh was ashiq because it was ala mirwah at that time. So now when this ruh was sent in the body, so nafs trapped this ruh and does not relieve him. So therefore, and then this ruh forgets that it was ashika Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So by jazb, what we do, we remind this ruh that you are ashika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you are saying Allah, 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 so then it comes to know, oh yes, I was ashika of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes. So then after that, it wants to go out from the control of nafs. But nafs does not relieve it. So when the jazb is attained, as the Sheikh says, well, you will see in this, when when a person attains nafs, attains jazb, after that, he reaches muqami qalb, because jazb is in the qalb. Which is muqami qalb. And in muqami qalb, this nafs and this ruh are fighting either. It means ruh try to escape from him, and nafs does not relieve. So therefore, a great fight is there in the muqami qalb. Now, what happens? You have to help. You have to help ruh to get out from the control of nafs. What is that? This helping is called saluk. This helping is called saluk. Why? For example, the nafs might make us lazy because of their arousal. So you have to make this alert by muqami riyazat. The nafs may be greedy to get all the things for itself. So you have to make him qani through muqami qanaat. And the nafs may be, you can say, interested in fujur. So you have to bring it to muqami taqwa, to leave fujur. And it's similarly, sabar and zuhud and tawakkul and all these things to be attained. So therefore, this saluk is done step by step. This saluk is done step by step, because without this, nafs does not relieve ruh. So therefore, we have to be very careful in this. That saluk is coming after jazb, and it is in complete sense. Jazb is not that way. Jazb is only to steer the thing. Jazb is only to push the thing. Sure. And once you are pushed, just like a bit steer, so then saluk will start. And after that, actual thing will be done by the saluk. So if the saluk is minus from the system, so this is called by Mujahid al-Sani Rahmatullahi jazb, majzoob mutamakkin. That person is called majzoob mutamakkin, because he is majzoob, but he is not salik. So therefore, he cannot get those benefits which are coming because of saluk. So in that way, When its nafs is actually faal, and he is in jazb, so because of jazb, he attains some characteristics of jazb, for example, tawajjuh, like you can say very good qualities for the people of and for the understanding of the people, and they consider him buzur, they consider them a great person. So he uses this for nafs. So then Shaykh stops him. Do not do this thing. Do not murder God. Do not bring in the path of the people and to stop them from going to the good people. For Muntahi Marju. So this thing has been explained in detail. I was just describing this in, well, you can say, briefly, because it is coming. But maybe the people go confused. So those people who are said that it is covered Zimnan, so this is not correct, because it, oh yes, there is one thing. If a person is Mahbub, so then for them, the choice is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu knows better about him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bring any procedure for him. Maybe for one mahbub one thing, and for the other mahbub the other thing, for the third mahbub another thing. So it will be depending upon the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't actually analyze it. We can't analyze it as far as mahbub is concerned. But mahbub and marzub are not the same thing. Many people consider that if a person is marzub, he is mahbub as well. No, where it has been written? Where in the Hadhrat Muhammad clearly explained in Makatib that those people who are mahbubin, if they follow the path of muhibbin, they will be benefited by this. But if those people who are muhibbin and they follow the path of mahbubin, will get nothing because it's not for them. And mahbubin are in all the salasin, not only in the Naqshbandi silsila. In all salasin, mahbubin exist. But majazib in the first, it exists only in Naqshbandi silsila. Majazib. It means majzub mubtadi or majzub. These only exist in Naqshbandi silsila. So if these people consider themselves mahbubin and they are not mahbubin, what will happen? According to Mujarrisal, they will get nothing. So why to stop your path? If, for example, even you are mahbubin and you are following the path of muhibbin, you will be not in problem. You will be having good. So consider yourself as muhibbin. It will be better for you. Otherwise, you will be putting yourself in problem. So I think this much is enough for this. And if some people I have asked you questions again, again, any questions they can ask.
Jazakumullah khair, Shaykhna. Alhamdulillah. We are grateful to Hazrat Sheikh for sharing his insights, and these are his ma'arif actually. Remember we spoke about Maktub 62, Mujaddid al-Sani Rahmatullahi. When reading these makatib, they're not our ma'arif. Our ma'arif will only come when we subdue our nafs, then Allah will reveal things to us. But these are Hazrat Sheikh's life experience and his ma'arif due to his own mujahid and treading the path of suluk. So many things were highlighted here, alhamdulillah. If anybody has any questions, we're going to allow 6 minutes because we're short on time. We've actually needed to have these explanations done, so we don't mind being slightly overrun. Those that feel they need to go can go, but I don't think there will be anybody that will be leaving anytime soon. Does anybody have any questions? They may put it in the chat, inshallah ta'ala. Dr. Adeshina, any questions? You can unmute your mic if it's easier.
Assalamu alaikum, sir. Yes, this
Wa alaikum salam.
is great sick. My question is has to do with why some people were born naturally to possess some character, but this character, good character, like say is gentle, doesn't talk, doesn't abuse people, or something like that. Later, as it will not become, it will go back to that bad habit again.
Sure.
I don't know whether is it that person also has that muhabbat, the
I've
love of
understood your
Allah
question, Dr.
for
Adishina. I've
trying to
understood your question. For brevity, I'm
yes.
going to repeat the question again, just so as the Sheikh can hear it as well, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair. You can mute your mic now. The
Thank you,
question
sir.
was from Dr. Adishina, was that Why is it that he has found in life, in his own experience, some people are very good people and they are very nice people and honest people and so forth, but then they go back to bad habits and start doing bad things again? We but can that's
Yes, of course, because there are things in the nafs, desire of nafs. For example, if the person has desires of high rank, so as far as he's not concerned with the mal, it means he does not require mal, he does not require other things, just like lazaz and these things. But he requires, you can say, high rank. So if anything comes as an obstacle for the high rank, he can do anything. So this is his problem, that he puts himself in that way. So therefore, for every person, there is some stressful trap. But if a person is going through saluk, so these are, because in this, because for the high rank, this is actually, for this, he has to attend tawazu. In tawazu. And you should consider this himself, that everything is done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I should please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I should not ask position from the people. So if he is successful in this, so then these things will be finished. It's just an example. So there might be, for other people, there might be a trip of mal. For other people, there might be lazais. So for everyone, there are some specific traps, and it will he can falls. But from other things, he will be considered a good person.
Alhamdulillah, Jazakum Allah. I think that answers it in depth. The nafs has various desires, haram desires that it likes. Each person is different, bespoke. Each person's spiritual deficiencies are unique to them, and as a result of that, it's the sheikh who gives him the remedy for that, and that's why they need to go through suluk to get rid of these blameworthy attributes and characteristics in the personality. This is exactly what your question was. A very good question, because it was exactly what the Maktub speaks about. But why is it that people become practicing? I'll put it in modern day vernacular. People start practicing Islam. They grow their beards even. They adopt the sunnah. Women start wearing hijab, start praying salah. They may even feel states and emotions, crying in their dua and things like this, right? And people think, mashallah, they're very practicing. And then a few months later, or maybe a few years later, they go back to doing haram things, go back to watching haram things on TV, on the internet, start speaking to ghair mahram, women to men to women, so on and so forth. These things start happening. The beard gets trimmed and it goes all of a sudden. Why did it revert back to that? What happened to that initial love? This is exactly what Hazrat is speaking about. This was an initial jazba. But this person fooled themselves in thinking that they had attained something of the end, the nihaya. But the end is something that is given by Allah. And when Allah gives something, He protects it also. So in between, what Hazrat Sheikh was just explaining, this whole explanation, I don't think I need to speak further about it, is that until and unless the actual razila has been removed, it is an illusion of having achieved the maqam, not the actual maqam itself. And so this is why people go back to bad habits and bad qualities, because of it not being removed permanently. Because we've gone much over time and we have other things in the schedule for today. Hazrat Sheikh has honored us for a few days. It's too short a trip, but he'll be speaking about maktubat from various cities. And going through this Saturday, nishist, this gathering, this majlis, this halaqah will remain every Saturday, inshallah, every Sunday, inshallah, Sunday, 2:30, as normal UK time. And mashallah, it's good to see that there's a good turnout today as well. Alhamdulillah. If you have any questions in the meantime, you can put them in the group chat. We'll review it over the week and we'll get Hazrat Sheikh to answer it, inshallah ta'ala, next week. Fajazakumullah khair. Wa akhira du'ana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Is it dua?
ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم، وتب علينا انك انت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث، اصلح لنا شاننا كله ولا تكلنا الى انفسنا طرفة عين. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا من الابرار. لا اله الا انت سبحانك انا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، الصراط الذين انعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من عبدك ونبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من عبدك ونبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بك. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
آمين.